الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله حبيبه وصفيه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين صدق الله العظيم. All praise for the Lord of the worlds and sustainer. And peace and blessings of His be upon His most beloved in the prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and their companions, their households, and the believer amongst their ummahs. The meaning of the hadith which you have heard, I'll just continue explaining that further. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my sifa, my chadar, my shroud, kibr, is kibriyai, the greatness. کہ بڑائی میری چادر ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا. And whoever will contest in that will try to attain this special sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants himself to achieve greatness, but Allah azza wa jal says that he will throw him in hellfire. And whoever comes close to Allah by one hand span, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes close to him by one arm's length. And whoever runs towards Allah, walks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his obedience, in his ita'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will come towards him running, and who will run, I will run fast at him. And whoever will remember me in his heart, in silence, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I will also remember him. And whoever will remember me in assemblies and gatherings, then I will remember him in a better gathering and better assembly. And the verse of the Quran which I have just recited, in that Allah Azza wa Jalla says that I have not created the jinn and the human being but for my worship and marifat and obedience. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ma uridu minhum min rizq. Allah does not want any provision, any help from the creation. But don't think that by worshipping Him, you are providing Him with something, or you are elevating His sifat and His status. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that. So in part of this verse is also that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I have created the human beings and the jinn but only for worship, then Allah azza wa jal, because then a person's mind goes that yes, Allah has created us for worship, does He need our worship? What benefit does He attain? Any benefit from our worship and obedience? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ma uridu minhum man yut'imun. I don't want you to provide me with something or feed me or give me anything benefit. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Allah is the provider of rizq and of all blessing. ذُلْ قُوَّةِ الْمَتْنِ. He is want free. So who then benefits? Who then benefits from worship? Now we are human beings. We have limited knowledge. In comparison with the knowledge of even the prophets, we are not even like a drop in comparison to an ocean. And the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, imagine the difference between you and an adult and a child, an adult and a baby. Although they are both creations, because of one being a little bit mature, the other a baby or child, there's difference. So much difference that the child does not understand those realities which adults do about this world. The child also sees the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the eating, the everyday activities. He sees, experiences, but still there is difference of understanding. Now just imagine that Allah, who is completely not like, He has no likes, there is no similitude, no likeness in creation, His knowledge infinite. How can we benefit or understand Him in reality? No. Only He has revealed, whatever He has revealed about Himself through His messengers, we know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you time. He has given me and you wealth, little or more. Allah Azza wa Jal knows how much He has given you. How much time you have, how much wealth you have, how much money you have, other blessings He has given you, bestowed upon you. He knows better. And you also are attaining benefit from it. So, in the hadith of Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you come closer to me according to your status, handspan, I will become more closer to you. And in this verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I have created you for worship and knowing and recognition and obedience. So let's just, for the sake of understanding, I'm just going to give you an example. So listen carefully. This is not an example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah, there's nothing like Him. And He is like nothing. No similitude, no comparison can be given. But for understanding, because human beings, they understand more with misal. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran also different examples. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تِلْكَ الْمَثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. We have given these examples for people, their understanding. In one verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, that is the person who have one master, servant, a servant who is serving one master, is he better or a servant who serves 10 masters? Or more than one master? Kaun sa ghulam achha hai, is in a good position, is in, to some extent, peace? The person who is serving one or the person who is serving more? So by that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to the people that you have one master, one creator, Lord. If you worship Him, He is alone. You can do that with peace, tranquility. You have peace of mind. You have a sense of direction that there is only one. But if you will be serving other, making other false gods, and yourself, you are become a god, your nafs, and others, some are worshipping their partners, some are worshipping, meaning worshipping that their obedience, and they disobey Allah at the expense of actually obeying others. So this is just an example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. So I am just going to give you another example which will explain more this hadith and this verse of Quran and your status and some of more marifat and knowing of your own reality in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person, a father or a king. A father, let's just give an everyday example. A father would like to entertain his son. He is father. He is providing. Through him, he came into this earth, this life. So the fathers want to entertain the son. And he takes him to a restaurant or outside the hotel. There is the child and there is the father. Or there is the king, or a king calls anyone of his subjects, his people living in his kingdom, for a feast to entertain. So the father in this position, when the child is 3-4 years old, does not need the support or anything of the child. But the child needs everything. He is in need of everything which the father will provide. Sustenance, provisions, safety, risk, other things. That's why he is called father. So, to make the son happy and more pleased, so that he is more pleased and joyful, he takes and invites him to a restaurant, a hotel. He goes there and he buys a portion of, let's say, a chips or something like this. So a portion of chips is there, one portion is there, the son is sitting there, the father is there. Now the chips are there, the father, he extends his hand towards the chips, or towards getting a piece of chips. So he extends his hand, and the son places his hand on father's hand. No, father, this is mine. So the son says, the child says, father, dad, this is mine, ye mere hai. Now the child has a certain kind of mentality, certain kind of understanding. Father has his understanding. So the father has brought. Many a time you give children a thing and they don't give back to you. So the father has his own understanding, the child has his own understanding. The chips are there. The father initially has brought the child there into the restaurant for the child, not for himself. There he has come and he has brought the child for the benefit of the child, not for himself, just to entertain him, make him more happy and delighted. Now the child is looking and watching. He knows that who has brought these chips to him, doesn't he? He knows very well. He has seen his father going to the counter and getting the portion of chips. He knows, he has seen who has brought. But he is still saying his mind is not as letting the father actually get anything. Although he knows who has provided him, who has brought him there into the restaurant, who has paid for the chips. And he also knows that if the father wants, he can get a portion for himself as well. And he also knows if the father wants, he can give him more. He can bury him in a heap of chips. He can buy so much for him. He can buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 portions for him. He knows that he has bought one. And he also knows that if the father wants, he can take this away as well from me. Because he is under his supervision. He said, no, you are not eating any of this kind of food, he takes away. And if he wants, he can bring more for himself. So he knows all these things. But still, at a level he knows it's not a mature level, he says, no, it's mine, I'm not giving to the other brother or sister, it's their mine. While this child, witnessing all these things and the environment he is, if he gives by himself, when the father says, can I have some, he gives him to himself, father is going to become more happy. He will buy something else. He can buy something else for him. So this is just an example for you to just to understand. Now actually just without any comparison or similitude, imagine that about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is King of Kings. After listening to this, this should become easier for you actually to spend in the way of Allah your time and your money and efforts and other things which a person makes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I've read in the hadith and also in the verse of the Quran, He has created, He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ. I have created you. I have provided you. I have provided you. I have created you. Now you are in this world. You are like in a restaurant, or you can say in this world you have come from. Alame Arwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you here. Allah is here, He is in the other world. Allah is free from place, He is with you where you are, ever you are. But to test you, like the father has given, taken the child into the restaurant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually created you in the realm of this dunya. So here you are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you here as well. He has provided you with health, eyes you see, ne'mat, different blessings, you can sleep, a father, mother, children, work, honor, all things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided. Now in this world, in this, like the father said, so this is like your chips and different kinds of eatings for you, different ne'mat, rizq jo hai aapka, for example the money, or the wealth, or the time, or the passion, or the khahish, and the passion and desires which you have, they are all provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, like the father I gave, He put a hand on that, on the portion of chips. He says, we want something. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, that I have provided you rizq, my servant. It is me who have created you. मैंने ही तुम्हे पैदा किया है, मैंने ही तुम्हें रिस्क दिया. अब इस रिस्क में से मुझे दे दो. From this risk, give me as well. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. Whoever, who will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala credit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, He has given and He is saying that if you give me back, it will be like a credit to you have given. तो अल्लाह पाक अब ये फरमा रहे हैं कि मेरे रास्ते में, मेरी जात के लिए, मेरी रजा के लिए खर्च करो, that risk, or that money. Now what we are doing, or the servants are doing, I am saying this is mine. It's very difficult to spend in the way of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants intimate relationship with the servant. He wants to draw him closer by providing all these things. Allah ta'ala ko aur bande ko kareeb karna chahte hain, ke banda aur kareeb, a person becomes more closer to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that servant, or like the child, there actually the father said that I want chips. So he says to the child that go and give this chips to someone else. So Allah Azza wa Jal, when He says that He wants you to spend in the way of Allah, in the way of His, for His pleasure. But what is our attitude? We, like that childish behavior, we behave foolishly and tend to think this is mine. This is going to become less. While don't we know, like that child, that who has provided this in the first hand? Don't we know that that Allah who we are giving to, He can give us millions times more if He wants? Don't we know if He wants, He can actually take it away from us? We should know. We should know that what we are spending, that yes, Allah Azza wa Jal can take it away, can give us other, like that person, the child, he is in the situation that he knows that the father can bring another portion of chips. If I give one chips to him, maybe he can bring another 10 portions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that if you give one portion of something in my way, I will give you tenfold and more. Don't you know? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, the most truthful person to walk on the face of the earth, he said, I swear by the name of Allah that spending in way of Allah does not decrease wealth. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said it without swearing by the name of Allah, it still is true. But he has emphasized, because people don't tend to understand, we still understand, haan, mera maal kam ho jayega. I'll get less. Kyunki woh nazar is tarah aata hai, yahi toh, this is the test. This is a test, because apparently you can see it decreasing, but in reality it does not decrease, it increases. Woh bharta bharta hai. Like a person, just give you an example. A person who invests in a business, so outwardly, apparently the money decreases. He has spent, he has invested somewhere. £10,000 or £1,000, he has invested in the business. Apparently it has increased. Decreased, it has become less. But in reality, business is successful, it is increased. Asal mein wo bar gaya hai. Imagine a business never fails. Imagine that you can invest in a business which never fails. Us business mein to apparently, it will be apparently, outwardly, ki wo aapne invest kar diya, but in reality, it is going to increase. It has gone from you, but it's going to come a big return. So doing business with Allah is like doing business that never fails. Whenever a person is turned down, it never happens that, oh, this has happened, the company has gone bankrupt, nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never becomes bankrupt. It never decreases in blessings and treasures. It is distributed. Creation is eating, drinking, using from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, and it will continuously do until day of judgment and thereafter in the heavens, in Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treasure is not decreasing. Ye jo misal main di aapko ke Allah paak ko jo banda paise de Allah ke liye de raha hai, to Allah paak isliye nahi keh rahe hame paise do ke Allah paak ke paas paise nahi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have money or anything. Like the father is not saying, I want chips, I don't have other chips, I cannot buy other chips. For a child, he is saying that he wants to build a bond with the child, more strong bond, so that the child does, that bond is more developed. So similarly, let's say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that do ibadah, bhai namaz karo, ibadat karo. So we tend to think are we doing something good or favor or benefiting Allah? No. Allah has said that do ibadat wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun, so that he wants to build a strong bond, strong relationship with the person, and want to elevate us more and give us more and give us tremendously more and give us infinite life after death in the Jannah. Allah bhai isliye kaha ke mere paas aao, that come close, worship me, not I am going to benefit from your worship. Ma uridu minhum min rizq. I do not want you to provide me. I provide you. But this, you coming close to me, drawing close to me, spending your time. So time is also a blessing. So may I say that, for example, a person, Allah says that spend time in dhikr. To me it seems I am losing time. I might be working. I might do something else. I might do my homework. And so I'm sacrificing the ahkam, the faraiz of Allah, on something which is temporary. So zikr hai. But do I not know that Allah, who has given me this hour, this minute, and this 20, He can make that 1 hour into 24 hours if He wills. He can give me the result of what's earned or what's done in 24 hours in 1 second. So jab banda Allah ka banda jab namaz mein khada, that never think about the dunya, I'm going to lose this. If Sharia actually has not said, for example, in you see a person dying from hunger, or person there's a loss going on, there's fire or anything like this, the Sharia has not said, then actually when you are in zikr, no matter reading Masnoon Azkar, it should be that you are not in the world.
آپ کہیں اور چل گئے. یو آر ان دا پریئر, اب دنیا میں آپ اللہ کے سامنے کھڑے ہو, who possesses everything in his قدرہ. Now think for a moment that everything has perished, وہ ختم ہو گئی ہر چیز. The time has stopped, everything has stopped. وقت رک گیا ہے. For you are free now with you and it's Allah. وقت رک گیا ہے, the time has gone, the time has stopped, ceased, there it is. Because nothing is going to go away. And it is reality that whoever will spend his time or money, whatever he spend, for him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, tailor such results for him, he will not be a loser the time he has spent in the way of Allah. And imagine that it's not for the benefit of Allah. They say that if Allah wants to build more stronger bond, more loving relationship, wants to befriend the person becomes a friend of Allah. That's why he is calling. Like a father, I have given you the example. When the king calls someone, a beggar from his kingdom, he comes a beggar, so he likes that beggar. He likes that beggar, he calls him, come, I will honor you. Eat with me, come and sit in. And he thinks, I will miss my begging 3 hours. وہ کہے گا جو میں 3 گھنٹے بیگنگ کرتا تھا, پلیز گیو می 1 pound, پلیز گیو می 1 روپیہ, یا وٹ ایور, آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو مس آن ڈے ٹو ڈے, او ویری سیڈ, دا کنگ ہیز کولڈ می بٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو مس, ویری سیڈ. سو ہی از ان دا وے, اف ہی از تھنکنگ آل دا وے ایکچولی دیٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو مس 1 ڈے آف بیگنگ, کہ جو مجھے تھوڑے بہت پیسے ملنے تھے وہ نہیں ملیں گے. ہاں, دیئر ان دا پیلس دیئر از ہی تھنکنگ اباؤٹ ہز بیگنگ. اس کی فولشنس ہے. That is actually our state. ہم جب نماز میں کھڑے ہوتے ہیں, ذکر کرتے ہیں اور اللہ کی عبادت اور اللہ کے رستے میں خرچ کرنے کا, تو وی تھنک دیٹ اوور ورک, مائی ورک از لائک بیگنگ, مائی لائیولیہڈ از لائک بیگنگ, مائی ایفرٹ از لائک بیگنگ. سو وین دا کنگ کالز, نو دیٹ دا کنگ وٹ یو ول بیگ ان کین گیٹ ان 1 million days, ہی کین گیو یو اے 1 minute. یو ہیو کم ہیئر. And doesn't he know that you have left your own profession and you come, and the king has invited you to honor you, to honor you, to live, build a relationship. Then you don't have to do begging at all, maybe, for entire your life, once you build a relationship. So, jo Allah ke wali aur Allah ke dost banda ban jata hai, phir wo Allah pa khud unko taqdeer itself comes and provides everything for them. They take from the dunya, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Ahmadullah says, that I take from dunya, brings dunya is forced to come to me now. I don't run behind the dunya, although he did business, he earned. But inner state was that the dunya, he say, I am taking from the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have to give that. The sign of that person is that he does not become slack, or he does not delay, he does not miss any of the faraiz, any of the ahkam which Allah has made incumbent upon that person. He does not do it while doing the worldly activities. That is a sign that he does not. Because if he is thinking about his begging, I am praying, two rakat namaz, fajr, I have to drive a taxi, and my jobs are going, I have to run, actually, I am actually praying, if I am praying quickly to get there, my behavior is like that beggar that who said, I have missed my begging day because I am, but he doesn't know that he is sitting in front of the king, he is in the court and at the palace of the king who can provide you with everything. So the real intelligent person, no matter he is a businessman or he is a very millionaire, when the king is called, he is not concerned about anything. He says that whatever laws, all the officers, all the government, all the treasures, the earth, the land, the businesses, they are under the instruction of the king. He wants to give me, he will give me anything if the bond is developed. So Allah Paak ne jo aapko ibadat ke liye kaha hai hamein, this verse, wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya, remember this verse, I am trying to interpret for you, that he has asked us that I have created you for ibadah, that is not yet to benefit Allah. It is to, Allah wants to entertain us. Firstly, He has created us. We were nothing. ہم کچھ نہ کہ اس نے ہمیں پیدا کیا. دیکھیں اپنے فائدے کے لیے, فار ہز بینیفٹ, نو فار یور بینیفٹ. اینڈ دین ہی سیز ہی ہیز گیون اس بلیسنگ اینڈ سیز بٹ اسپینڈ ان مائی وے, میرے رستے میں دو میری عبادت. اسپینڈ یور ٹائم ان مائی وے, اسپینڈ یور ٹائم ڈوئنگ ورشپ, جب نماز کا وقت ہے نماز پڑھو, ذکر کے وقت ہے ذکر کرو. اور سر, اینڈ ڈونٹ تھنک اباؤٹ دنیا دیٹ یو ول گوئنگ ٹو لوز. یو آر ان دا پریزنس آف دا کنگ آف کنگز ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. جب آپ ذکر میں ہو, آپ نماز میں ہو, آپ پڑھائی میں ہو, آپ بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ جس کے آج تک خزانے میں انٹل ناؤ ایٹ لیسٹ ناٹ ایون ون ڈراپ آف ہز اوشن, دا ٹریئر ہز اوشین ہیز ڈیکریزڈ اینڈ ہز ٹریئرز آر دیئر لائک اوشینز, ان لمیٹڈ اینڈ انفینٹ اوشینز فلوئنگ اینڈ دیئر ناٹ. And he can give you in one second what actually, what all the world cannot give you if they try and come together. These are the states, these are the inner states and ahwal of salihin, of the righteous people. Isliye hamari namaz mein zahiri taur pe the, outwardly meri namaz bhi unki namaz ki tarah outwardly it is, so they also offer like the similar prayer. Lekin inwardly their prayer, my prayer, it's a difference of heaven and hell. Wo khade hain in the presence of the Lord, for them the earth has vanished, the heavens have vanished, asman, zameen, farishte, har cheez unke zehen se, it has become blank. And they themselves has become blank as well from themselves. Their own existence, they are blank. They don't know they are there even. Standing in front of, they only know the Lord. The time has stopped. پھر وہ اس طرح کا ایک منٹ بھی, it is better than million years of dispersed mind of عبادت. اس طرح کا ایک منٹ بھی. آج لیے کہتے ہیں کہ عارف کی, دا عارف دا نور آف اللہ, دا گناسٹک ٹو ریکارڈ پریئر از بیٹر دین دا پرسن ہو از ناٹ گناسٹک, ہو از ناٹ نور آف اللہ, بیٹر دین ہز 50,000 ریکارڈ آف پریئر. کیونکہ اس کو مقصود حاصل ہے. And I am standing in the prayer, I am thinking about my work, I am thinking about my wife, I am thinking about my kind of ye bhi hai. So these people, they have actually forgotten them. Next things, that person, the father says to the child, or the king says to the servant, now these are things here for you, these you want should eat, these you should not eat. They are not good for you. So in the presence of king, a person should not eat because there is poison in there. وہ کہتا ہے کہ یہ مجرموں کے لیے, دس از فور دوز پیپل ہو آر کریمینلز, سو ڈونٹ ایٹ دیز تھنگ, دے آر پوائزنس, یہ نہ کرو. لیکن بٹ دا پرسن از دیئر, ہی سیز آئی ایم ان دا کورٹ آف دا کنگ اینڈ ہی ڈز ناٹ ہیڈ ہز ایڈوائس, ہی تھنک دیر از مے بی دیر از بینیفٹ ان دیئر, مور بینیفٹ ان دیئر. تو اسی طرح اللہ پاک نے ہمیں اس دنیا میں بھیجا, اللہ سبحانہ ہی سینڈ اینڈ ہی ہیز سیڈ سم تھنگز, دا ڈونٹ پٹ ہینڈ آن دوز تھنگز, haram things, these are the forbidden, these are the hudood and boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seekh tum mein khwahish hai, you have passion, you have desire, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that here you should not fulfill your desire, so he is saying that don't put your hand here in this part of the food. So there the person, the real person who understands, or the wise person, it is his duty that he actually withdraws his hand. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla has said that do not eat haram, do not have illicit sexual relationship, do not have illicit and illegal or unlawful earnings, even the negative injunctions which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given, in there also the benefit of the servant lies, not the benefit of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lose if you are doing, you become Pharaoh, you say, and doing millions of sin every day, committing zina and robbery and all others? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bother. You are living a small part of the earth which is even neglectable. Look at the universe, how vast it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each of us one side of the earth, even in this world. How many planets, how many stars there are? If Allah for the wills, left side in Jannah, in this universe there are so many stars and so many planets and so size that even the size of this earth, there are millions and millions stars, bigger thousands and thousands times, and he can provide. ye to uske khazane which you see made every day and night in the stars, in the heaven. Zameen mein bhi aap dekhte hain, asman mein bhi aap dekhte ho. And from beginning you are in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jisko Allah apne chaha, nubuwat de di, risalat de di. Allah paak ke paas khazane hai, Allah treasures of kutubiyat, ghosiyat, abdaliyat, and walayat. Wo Allah ke khazane hai. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, he gives. He blesses them. So in all this, imagine, well, you have to spend in the way of Allah, do any duty prescribed by the Sharia or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or have abstained from any haram thing. Imagine that this is like the king wants more intimate, more closer relationship with you. He wants to honor you. He wants to elevate you more. He wants you to enjoy more. Once you sacrifice that portion of chips, he will buy all the good food for you as well, the Father. And he will continue to do so. So this dunya is only one portion of chips, as Majin. Ye toh ek hi portion hai, isme jitne bhi khayshat, jitne bhi enjoyment there are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, eat what I say, drink what I say, and give me as well, not that it will become less, but it will become more. I want to give you more. It is a way of, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, he gives, whomever gives in the way of Allah, he gives him more. That is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have so much money and wealth that it has become difficult for me to manage. I don't want more. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have, alhamdulillah, I am happy and sufficient. Itna rizq hai mere paas. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel, my companion Usman said that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to give him more, he is sufficient for him, up to his death. And Jibreel alayhi salam came back with the message. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to that if Usman wants no more risk, then ask him not to give in the way of Allah, not to spend in the way of Allah, not to spend money in the way of Allah. And Rasulullah said this to Usman, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to give you more, from now on don't give in the way of Allah, and it won't increase. It will decrease. So Usman said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I cannot do this. I give it for the love of Allah. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I love giving in His way for Him. I cannot do this. He said, if you cannot do this, then it cannot actually, your wealth will not decrease as well. It cannot stop actually increasing. It will increase. He said, like 2 plus 2, 4, the formula, that whoever gives his time in the way of Allah, you give 1 minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually give you the free time, and give the time He will compensate you in a better. If you give wealth, you will be compensated as well. If you sacrifice a desire, eyes or ears, you don't hear such songs or such music, and you will be compensated with that as well. And if you, any desire, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand His reality and try to understand your own state and your own position in the creation, that Allah is calling you to build a more stronger bond with you. Like the father calls the child actually and bought the chips and says that here I want, the chips are for the child, not for the father in here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any worship, does not need any benefit at all. We can't actually give him any benefit. So all the ahkam and commands, do's and don'ts and prayers and zikr or the abstaining haram and halal, they are for your and mine benefit. But if we are so non-appreciate, we don't appreciate, and we are so unthankful, we don't recognize this, and we are jumping upon sins and other things, then really we deserve the punishment which Allah has prepared. Because Allah Baak to Badshah to beggar ko bula raha hai. The king is calling beggar to entertain him, to give him more, to free him from the beggary of the creation. So he becomes only there in the palace and the king gives him. But the beggar is running again actually, leaving the table of the king and the crown of the king. He said, I want to go and sit in the street. And he's doing good. So he really deserves punishment. So itni badi ne'mat king is calling and you are not actually becoming gratitude. On the other hand, you again want to put your head into the seat of the creation. تو اللہ پاک تو چاہتے ہیں کہ حبیب کم ڈونٹ بیکم بیگرز. اللہ نے فرمایا کہ انتم الفقراء اللہ, یو آر اول فقیر ٹوڈز اللہ, یو آر او بیگر, شوڈ بی بیگر ٹوڈز اللہ, ناٹ ایکچولی ٹوڈز دا کریشن. ہم شیطان کے بھی بیگر ہیں, روز اس سے مانگتے ہیں, شیطان پلیز ہیو یو گاٹ اینی سین اینی اپرچونٹی آف سین, دوز پیپل آر لوکنگ فار سین, دے آر بیگنگ شیطان, وٹ آر دے ڈوئنگ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ, شیطان از دیر اینی اپرچونٹی آف سین, ہی از پٹنگ ہز مائنڈ, یس دیر از, آئی ہیو ون فار یو, دیر دا پرسن گوز. اینڈ نفس کے بھی منت کا بیگنگ کر رہے ہیں, وومینس کی بیگنگ کر رہے ہیں. ادر آئی وینٹ ٹو اے ریسٹورینٹ اینڈ اے پرسن واز ٹو گیٹ سم تھنگ فار دا چلڈرن, اینڈ ادر پرسن, اے میل پرسن واز آسکنگ اے ٹیلی فون نمبر آف اے گرل فرام دیئر, ہی آلسو کیم دیئر, اینڈ نو شی فرسٹ ڈے ہی واز ٹاکنگ ود ہر, اینڈ وین ہی تھاٹ دیٹ ہی از ویری ہیپی اینڈ ٹاکنگ ود ہم, ہی سیڈ کین آئی ہیو یور فون نمبر, اینڈ دا آل ادر پیپل آر دیئر. And she says, not even in dreams, my boy, not even in dreams. And there all people are looking. So this is the type of behavior actually that we are actually disgracing ourselves in front of shaitan, dunya, maal, dolat, other people and disobedient people, zaleel kar rahe hain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants actually us to actually become His only and obedient to Him in the example set by رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. باقی ذلیل نہ کریں, وی ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو بیگ شیطان, وی ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو بیگ نفس, وی ڈونٹ نیڈ. سو اے مین ہو بیکمز سرونٹ, ہو بیکمز ریئلی سرونٹ آف اللہ, ہی ریئلی بیکمز فری فرام آل بیگری, آل کائنڈ آف بیگری, ہی از انڈیپینڈنٹ فرام دا کریشن. اس کو اب مخلوق کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں, وہ بس اللہ کا بندہ ہے, وہ مخلوق کا رہے, مخلوق جو ہے اس کی محتاج ہوگی, ہی از ناٹ ان نیڈ آف, ہی ڈزنٹ نیڈ ٹو بیگ, ڈسگریس ہم سیلف. Another person said to me, is verse with me, he said, I have my brother-in-law, he does business in some kind of business, and I have begged so much for 13 years that also show me how to actually make money or this, and he has not actually he done that, and I still actually am doing it. You see how people are disgracing themselves, wo kisne lekin Allah ke samne nahi jhukte jiske paas udhar nahi. So I am saying to you and myself and my nafs as well, admonishing it actually, that remember the relationship with Allah and the servant. When Allah called the servant and he said, I have created you for worship, is not for the benefit of Allah, wo hamare liye, hamari izzat ke liye. Allah does not want us me to put head in actually in the feet of shaitan, in the feet of women, in the feet of wealth, or in the feet of anyone else. He said, I want you to bow down to me only. Allah does not want us to beg shaitan. Ha, shaitan, is there any opportunity of sin, haram, rizq, or actually any women who is gana sunne ki, so shaitan actually helps those people. Woh maang rahe hain, and they are on shaitan ki beek par jo hai, woh pal rahe hain. And they are going to end up with him as well. So they become his beggars, and he is providing with them actually opportunities of sin. So Allah ke bande is tarah nahi hote, and inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our shortcomings, and He is going to forgive those people who really want to turn to Him in obedience and repent from their own states and their own sinful states and their behavior. And as I said, ye hadith Qudsi, Allah Himself said that one handspan you come towards me, I will come towards you. And you come walking, running. You should at least try and see for yourself. Only Allah has done and they have seen. Allah pakne duniya akhirat mein unko bless kiya, and they are the most happiest people, although they have to sacrifice dunya, but as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not keep it, He compensates these people in this world and hereafter with their wealth, with the sacrifice of their desires and passions. And soon, be a servant of dunya, be a servant of shaitan, the death is going to come one day, we are not going to live. ایک دن موت آنے والی ہے, ناؤ ٹمارو نیکسٹ ایئر نیکسٹ ڈیکیڈ آ جائے گی, تو پھر کیا ہوگا, فارایور دیئر از نو ون ٹو ایکسپلین. سو پیپل آف ہیل, ان کو وہاں پہ شیطان کی تقریر سننی پڑے گی, دے ول لسن ٹو دا ڈیلیورنس اسپیچز آف شیطان ان دا ہیل, کیونکہ ہی از دیئر فار ایور اینڈ دے آر آلسو ود ہم فار سم ٹائم. تو وہاں اس کی تقریریں سنیں گے, بٹ کوئی فائدہ نہیں اس وہاں, کوئی فائدہ ہیئر دیئر از لاٹ آف بینیفٹ. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
Allah. Astaghfirullah.